Computer repairman with Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter smearing me as hacker destroyed my business. By Robert Krajicek on January 5, 2021. John Paul MacIsaac, the computer technician whose services Hunter Biden procured for laptop repair and data recovery, told Breitbart News on Sunday that his business was destroyed by Twitter's framing of him as a hacker. MacIsaac and his lawyer, Brian Della Rocca, discussed the status of a lawsuit they filed against Twitter seeking $500 million in damages during an interview with Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday. MacIsaac recalled how he came to be in possession of a laptop from Hunter Biden. On April 12, 2019, Hunter came into my shop with three liquid damaged machines. One was a complete write-off. Four, the other one, I actually loaned him a keyboard because he just had inoperable keys. So he couldn't log in. The third one was not a complete write-off. It needed some surgery done. And all he wanted was data recovery. So he contracted me to recover the data off of that third machine, which I did and called him the next day when the recovery was complete. I became concerned over some of the content I was viewing, added MacIsaac. I became more concerned a couple weeks later when his father announced his candidacy for president, and as the summer progressed and the machine was abandoned, the gravity of the situation grew, because I started recognizing names and events and places that I had seen on the laptop. Listen. Last October, Twitter shut down links to the New York Post story about the Biden family's business dealings in Ukraine, in part citing its policy regarding hacked materials. Given the New York Post sourcing of MacIsaac's discoveries on Hunter Biden's laptop for its reports, Twitter's censorship amounted to a framing of MacIsaac as a hacker. What Twitter did went beyond censorship, Della Rocca stated. They decided to label what happened. They decided to say that this is dissemination of hacked materials. So we're not going to let you push it through. We're not going to let you spread this information. Della Rocca continued, it was not hacked materials. John Paul accessed those materials when he legally owned them, because it was part of abandoned property. So they made a mistake there. The fact that they even decided to label it is a problem. It had direct harm. There's no way that you can say that something is hacked materials and not directly infer that the person who provided that information is a hacker. Twitter's de facto false characterization of MacIsaac as a hacker destroyed the computer technician's business and professional reputation, Della Rocca held. It crushed John Paul's business, Della Rocca stated. It hurt his personal life. And I'm not going to get into everything that happened. But John Paul has been through a horrible situation when he was just trying to do the right thing. And Twitter really added to the harm that he has experienced. Della Rocca added, John Paul had to shut down his business. The day the story broke, the day Twitter refused to allow the story to be disseminated, MacIsaac started getting bad Yelp reviews, calls to the shop, death threats, essentially people trying to destroy his business. That's essentially what happened. He had to close up the business. It's no longer active and he is now 46 years old trying to figure out what the next thing to do is when you've been a Mac specialist for more than 25 years. Polak asked if any members of Congress has contacted MacIsaac for information about Hunter Biden's laptop. We haven't heard anything from anyone, replied Della Rocca. I would have thought that there might be a little bit of interest in the Hunter Biden situation. We haven't heard a thing from anyone in Congress. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.